League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Don't sweat the technique.
You're listening to The Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios.
What are the worst nicknames in sports? 713-780-3776. Cam Smith, Astros super prospect, aircraft carrier, future third baseman, right fielder. Had a couple of knocks
aircraft
today,
carrier.
I think.
Future aircraft carrier. What?
Yeah, I said that.
Oh. Okay, touche. We got you.
Anyways, he's been nicknamed the Sweet Pickle. It goes back, at Florida State. His nickname is the Sweet Pickle, which I think is one of the worst nicknames I've ever heard for a massive baseball player or for any athlete at all. So it made me think about what are the worst sports nicknames we've ever had. Somebody actually texted earlier and said, how about the big deal? That's not bad.
That is
Do we
very
know
creative.
Why he's nicknamed Sweet Pickle?
I don't know. I tried to listen to the audio and I couldn't find it. No, it was the pencil guy. You ever seen the pencil guy? He does interviews like with college baseball players, coaches, and he has a microphone that looks like a pencil.
Wow.
And you hold the pencil. It's funny. Cool. There's also bats that they have that look like pencils.
Everybody nowadays is trying to push those little microphones that look like an ice cream cone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's because it has something to do with the phone, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah.
I've seen them used like even in studio. I think Sam uses one.
Yeah, I think it connects Bluetooth to her phone.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's something like that. I don't know. I'm not really smart. But anyway, Sweet Pickle, Cam Smith, terrible name. So it begs the question, what are the worst nicknames we've ever heard in sports? You have a long list.
Got a long list, buddy.
What do you got?
Got Booger McFarlane.
I don't mind Booger McFarlane.
That was on my list.
I don't mind that one. Now,
I don't want to be known as Booger.
I get it. It's a good one. But I've never thought it was a bad one, you know?
But I guess it depends on how you want to represent yourself. Like, you're never going to say, man, that guy, Booger, really smart dude.
Yeah.
No one's ever gonna like. No, if you introduce yourself as Booger McFarlane or have yourself or someone else does, they're automatically gonna kind of assume you're a goober.
It just always goes with him, you know.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
That's a
but
good one.
You're automatically labeled a goober.
Adam Dunn, the big donkey.
I didn't mind that one.
Yeah, big donkey sounds like you hit a bunch of bombs.
Yeah, and
you're an ass.
He did.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah,
I've never thought of it that way.
Come on.
I just feel like if you call somebody a big donkey, they're hitting a lot of dingers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't mind that one.
Yeah, I think it's a term of endearment in baseball.
Lester Cortez. I mean, Lester.
The molester?
Yeah, Lester the molester and Nestor the molester.
Yeah, that's a bad
Lester
one.
Lester Hayes and Nestor Cortez.
That's a bad one.
Yep.
Yeah, that one's not great.
No tip and Pippin.
That one's the best.
That one hits the hardest.
It's very accurate.
Everyone knows what they mean by that.
He was here for a year,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
So you were there.
Mm-hmm.
These pro players will tip, you know, managers and ball boys and all that. Did he
forget that? Just forget that.
But that's the part that I'm most interested in.
Well, but I think that because you had Charles in the locker room, Charles would basically, and the captains would basically say, we're dedicating a share to these guys. Whether they tip on their own or not, if they make the playoffs or whatever, the captains normally in the team meeting when they delineate shares would say, they're getting this. And it stopped with Harden because Harden stopped doing it.
Really?
Yeah, he didn't want to do it.
So Pippen did it then?
So Pippen must have been forced into it, whatever, but he went along with it. Now, whether he tipped them during the year or not, but the tipping, they ain't wrong. Now, if you remember that year, Charles settled for a salary of $1 million so that they could give Scotty 11. And I kid you not, in the numerous, numerous times that we were in the same establishment at the same time, Charles picked up his tab every single time.
Scotty's?
It wasn't even close. Scotty and whoever was with Scotty, Charles picked that tab up.
Really?
Oh, we start I don't know if we created it, but we were very familiar with using the no tipping.
Did you ever pick up the tab?
I've tried. I tried because, look, at a certain point,
I feel guilty.
Yeah, but I've tried because Charles was overly generous.
Yeah.
Me and one of my best, we both tried, and he wouldn't let us. So we would just buy him drinks and stuff.
Yeah, it's good on Charles, though.
Yeah, but he's, I mean, look, Charles would drive down the street in December on Travis and see a guy walking down the street and go, hey, my man, and he looked homeless. And he would go, hey, my man, come here. And he would give him $100.
Looked homeless.
Well, because then the guy said, thanks, Clyde, and we all laughed. And he said, if you ever call me Clyde Drexler again, you'll never get another penny.
Oh, man. He was mean to the homeless.
We had a field day with that one.
All right, what else you got?
I got Darren Poopa.
Ooh, that's not good.
The goalie. And his nickname was, because he's a goalie, was the Poopa Scoopa.
Yeah, that's bad.
That's pretty funny.
It's funny, but it's bad.
I've never heard of that one.
Yep. Doug Martin, the running back, was the muscle hamster.
I actually like that one.
Oh, if you're a football player in the NFL, do you want to be known as the muscle hamster?
But it fit. He was tiny, but he was built like a brick house.
Hamster?
I think it's muscle hamster. I think it's good for like the audience. I'm not sure if I would love it if I was Doug Martin.
I enjoyed
not
the locker it, room, but I get it.
Yeah, there was somebody else that they called the muscle hamster.
I've heard John Harris talk about Doug Martin as the muscle hamster.
No, I've heard. I remember the nickname clearly, but there was an Astro in spring training that is called the muscle hamster. Chandler Rome was writing about him, but I forget who the player was. I don't remember who the player was, so whatever.
Unfortunate nickname, and I don't know if you guys saw the Cuba Gooding Jr. movie Radio.
I have.
They called Von Wafer Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. Not a good one.
I liked Craig Ackerman's call whenever they used to have Von Wafer.
He ain't a cookie, he ain't a cracker, he's Von Wafer.
That was so good. I know he's not a cracker, but he ain't a cookie, he ain't a cracker, he's a Von Wafer. That was so good.
Craig, like the Hello Kitty thing, too. Craig doesn't lie about stuff like that. Von Wafer walked on water to Craig Ackerman.
Really?
And he wasn't afraid to tell him and everybody else about it. He loved him some Von Wafer. Thomas Hamilton was two sandwiches by Calvin.
Because
he was two sandwiches short of 300 pounds to be in the NBA.
Three bills, huh?
Yeah.
You got to be pretty good to be in the NBA and weigh 300 pounds.
Unless you're in like 7'5", you know, that's fine.
Yeah.
I always thought Stevie Franchise was...
Okay, I was wondering when to get to it, because that was the one that was like that top
nickname.
Of my list.
Like, his first nickname, which he brought with him from Maryland, was Wink. But that was because they said he could go by you in the wink of an eye.
Oh.
But then he kind of self-proclaimed himself Stevie Franchise.
Toyota Center was the house that Stevie built. Right?
That's what Craig always refers to in his tongue-in-cheek.
I like the name Franchise.
Did he live up to it?
Probably not. But he got
you
T-Mac.
That's why it's bad.
He got you T-Mac.
Yeah, he and Kat and Kato.
Yeah, he got you T-Mac. Yeah. I liked Francis. I was a huge D. Francis fan. I liked the nickname Franchise.
Yeah. Just as a basketball product to watch, the Francis Mobley era was not fun.
I love the Francis Mobley era.
The ISO balls.
Oh, tough to watch.
I liked Francis Mobley.
God, first of all, it was Steve and a cast of his buddies. They brought in every one of his buddies.
Mm-hmm.
To appease him, and then everything was dribble, dribble, dribble for 19 seconds, and then someone shoots.
Darn wrong, but I liked Francis. I liked Mobley, too. Mobley had a good game.
I liked Mobley more than Francis.
He had an old man game.
Yeah, he did. If you put Cat on a different team, Cat could have been really, really good.
He was on the Magic after he got traded for
team. That wasn't the kind of team I'm talking about.
He had his career cut short with the heart deal, huh?
Yep.
That's stunk.
He's a really good dude.
Yeah, I always liked Cat.
The fact that Shaq called himself Big Aristotle.
Yeah, he had a lot of those. He also called himself the Big Cactus when he went to Phoenix. The Shaqtus, yeah.
So we had a texture say that any of Shaq's nicknames.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, they were all bad.
Did he have the Big Shamrock, too, in Boston?
Yep, he did, in Boston, mm-hmm. Yep.
That one's brutal.
They called Mark Sanchez the Sanchez.
That was on my list. That was near the top.
What's wrong with that?
Harold Miner,
same
Baby
reason
Jordan.
Same reason Franchise is bad.
Not living up to those.
That one's unfortunate.
Yeah, Baby Jordan was near the top. You're scratching off most of mine.
AD was called Street Clothes.
Not great.
By Charles.
That one's not good for AD.
Someone decided to call him Patrick Mahomes.
I've never heard of that one.
Was a couple years ago at training camp when he showed up a little husky.
I don't remember that one.
And then Mahomes. That
one's kind of cheesy.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I don't remember the Patrick Mahomes.
No, I don't either.
When he came in, because they were posted pictures of him and everything at camp, and he had one with his shirt off, and then everybody was jumping on the Patrick Mahomes.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't remember that one. You got more?
The Spurs fans tried at one point to call him Obi-Wan Ginobili. No.
That doesn't really roll off the tongue very well.
No. Yeah, no.
I don't think. A few texts on this, 713-780-ESPN. Demetrius Johnson's nickname is Mighty Mouse in the UFC. I don't think that's bad. Like, he's a small fighter, too. He's a little guy.
I think it's a it's a credit to him for being able to beat, you know, still be small and still win.
Yeah, He Hate Me from the XFL
was
thing.
Was that bad?
I thought that was a good one.
Plus, I think it made him popular.
It really did.
That's the only reason we know who he is.
Yeah. Yep. I don't even know who he is.
Right. That's my point.
What's his name? No idea.
No idea.
Didn't he make it to the NFL?
He did.
He got a cup of coffee,
I thought he did,
And he had to put his last name on his jersey.
I don't remember his name. I remember him as He Hate Me. All right, 713-780-ESPN. What are the worst nicknames in sports? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Now back to the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Worst nicknames in sports. Cam Smith, nicknamed Sweet Pickle. Chris says Lance Berkman, remember Fat Elvis, Big Puma?
Yeah.
I thought Fat Elvis was probably the worst of the two.
They called Daryl Morey Fat Elvis.
I remember it more with Berkman.
Yeah.
I think it's both, but somehow it part, because I think that John and Lance might have been the ones that always said that they looked like they might be related.
I don't remember that with Morey.
Oh, my God. A lot of people called Daryl Fat Elvis.
I think Fat Elvis is more bad.
There's not a lot of good about that.
I think Fat Elvis is more bad than Big Puma. Big Puma, to me, is like a term of endearment.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Fat Elvis, I don't think there's anything good about Fat Elvis.
Mm-mm.
You kind of look like Elvis, and you're a little husky. You look like the big version of Elvis.
You look like the version that died on the toilet.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Did you see that movie, the Elvis movie?
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks is the snowman.
Yeah, the kind of up-and-coming actor played
Austin Butler.
Right? Yeah.
Austin
he won
Butler.
All the awards.
It was
that
a good.
Year,
it was pretty. Good.
It was good.
It was pretty.
Do you hear what happened to him after that movie?
Elvis?
No,
the actor
Austin Butler. Apparently, he went so method trying to get the voice down that he had to go to get speech lessons after the movie because he couldn't stop talking like Elvis.
Huh,
that's tough.
Like,
yeah,
he had to go to a pathologist.
Thank you very much.
Ason Kidd because he had no J. It's a nickname given to Jason. Colin Montgomery was called Miss Doubtfire.
That's a really good one.
Mrs. Doubtfire. That's a tough one there.
Really good. Pretty accurate.
It's accurate, but it's tough.
Oh, Russell Westbrook, Westbrick.
Right.
Darko Milicic was called the Human Victory Cigar because he'd only play whenever you were up big late in the game. So he was
That's the Human Victory Cigar.
Samson would just call Ryan Elvin that, his Human Victory Cigar. And then Ryan Fitztragic. Because his play was tragic.
Yep.
A few from the tweet. Go ahead.
Basketball Reference has Barkley with 15 different ones.
Really? Round mound of rebound.
That's
round mound
of
rebound
one.
And the Chuckster and the Chuck Wagon.
Round mound of rebound might be my favorite.
That's a great
name ever.
It really is good. The Incredible Bulk. The Leaning Tower of Pizza. The Bread Truck. Boy Gorge. Love Boat. Food World. The Crisco Kid.
I don't remember any of this.
I don't know.
Ride Load from Leeds. Two Tons of Fun and Good Time Blimp.
The Two Tons of Fun is just me.
That's a funny one.
Point, at some point, they're not even a nickname. Now
it's
kind of
nice. I mean, it finishes nice.
I remember the Leaning Tower of Pizza. I think Bob Knight called him that.
I don't remember any of those other than Round Mound of Rebound and Chuckster.
I remember the Round Mound of Rebound. That was always one of my favorite ones. I think I do remember the Leaning Tower of Pizza.
Yep.
I don't remember any of the other ones, though. Prodigal on Twitter says Glenn Big Baby Davis.
Yeah.
See, I thought that was a pretty good one.
It was pretty good too.
Yeah, but it's yeah. I don't think it's one of those kind of like Booger where it's we like it, but I like if I'm the guy, I don't want to be called Big Baby.
I mean, Booger calls himself Booger.
I know.
So I don't think he minds
Big Baby embraced that nickname
I wouldn't want it.
Yeah. Always hated the Big Fundamental. I always liked the Big Fundamental nickname.
It was perfect for Tim Duncan.
It really was.
Because he played the bank shots and everything all the time. That was one that Shaq, as long as he didn't give it to himself, that was well done by Shaq.
Sagencopter. See, that wasn't even his nickname. It was just the one play.
Rosencopter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It was Rosencopter.
Yeah, the Rosencopter.
And it was about one specific play, not really his nickname.
Was he against the Colts?
Yeah.
Do not Google for Evan Fournier.
Oh, no.
I'm definitely going to Google it now.
The Big Fundamental is bad and appropriate. I don't know if it's bad though. I think it's good. People were texting the big unit. I thought that was. I thought the big unit was a great nickname.
I was curious to see what came up on list, and big unit came up multiple times. But I thought that was a great nickname.
The hefty lefty. Yeah, it's a good one.
Oh, Jared. All of the ones for Jared Lorenzen were
Throwsbury Pillboy, or Pillsbury right. Throwboy. I might have reversed it.
That's right. Yeah, it's rest in peace. Yep. This is a good one. The Hick from French Lick.
Larry Bird.
Larry Bird. That's a good
I always
nickname.
Thought that was a good nickname, though. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's bad. I don't think that's insulting, right?
We were talking about the kid from Indiana State last year when they called him Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, he had a bunch of good nicknames.
With the goggles. Good. That was fantastic.
It was a great nickname. Stacey Ogman, the Plastic Man.
Yeah.
His cousin's on the U of H women's basketball team.
Was that right?
Yeah. I never liked Peyton Manning's nickname, the Sheriff.
That was just a John Gruden thing.
Said, come on, it's cheesy.
Yeah, that was just a Gruden thing. I don't think that really ever caught on for everybody.
You can Gruden can be cheesy because of his delivery. Like, Gruden's fantastic.
Eka right there.
Shut up, Stroud!
So good.
Eka right there.
It doesn't matter what he says because his delivery is fantastic.
He's just reinvented himself at Barstool.
That was a good hire by Portnoy. Really good hire. Texter says Butterbean, bad nickname. That's what he was known by, though. Like, he made a lot of money being Butterbean.
Oh, my God. I just Googled Jared Lorenzen nicknames.
I thought you were going to say Evan Fournier.
No. The Abominable Throw Man.
I don't remember that one.
He Ate Me.
Oh, yeah. I remember He Ate Me.
The Pillsbury Throw Boy. The Round Mound of Touchdown. Mobile, Agile, Hostile, and Hungry. J-Load. BBQ. Big, Beautiful Quarterback. Battleship Lorenzen.
I don't remember any of these.
I remember Hefty Lefty. The Pillsbury Throw Boy. The Round Mound of Touchdown. And...
We kind of got with the Evan Fournier thing. Apparently, his nickname is actually Don't Google.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't Google.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't. Okay. I guess you did. I guess you already knew that. I didn't actually know
did
that
you,
was the nickname.
Or did you check?
No. I do remember. I didn't Google it. You can pull up my history here. The there used to be who's the Deang guy who was a big dude, hit threes, played for Minnesota for a bunch of years.
Luol Deng?
No. It started with a G.
George Niang? He's in the league.
George Niang.
He's with the Cavs.
So I used to do a whole lot of daily fantasy, and I would play, you know, daily fantasy basketball. And his nickname is inappropriate in the fantasy community. Oh. Instead of George, they called him Georges. They called him Gorgeous. And then what was his last name? Niang?
Yeah.
They pronounced it right. The way it looked. So it was Gorgeous the way his last name looks. That's how the daily fantasy basketball community, that was an unfortunate nickname for him. Yeah. We can't say that one on the air, I don't think.
No.
I think Brian would have to dump us.
Yeah, I would dump that one.
Black Mamba was not all that great.
That's
see,
I saw people criticizing That's that, and I'm like, why? Nickname.
Yeah, I think it was good.
If you watched CNN did the documentary on Kobe and the way that it all came about, and he watched a documentary on Black Mambas and everything like that, I thought in a lot of ways it was very appropriate.
I thought it was a good nickname. I thought it fit.
Made him a boatload of money.
It made him a lot of money. A couple of others, Pick Six Shob.
It wasn't really a nickname.
Yeah. No one cares about your fantasy team. It wasn't about my fantasy team, loser. Richard Hamilton had a great one, The Man in the Mask. That was short-lived, though.
Yeah.
That didn't last that long.
No, because he broke his nose and then got over it.
Destroying is a terrible nickname. I don't remember. Whose nickname was that?
Destroying?
I don't remember that
no
one.
No idea. Either.
Let's see. Meatball Martinez, because he only throws meatballs to the other team. Who was Meatball Martinez?
No idea.
Wasn't Pedro.
That's a good nickname. It's like Fitz, right? Meatball Martinez?
I don't know.
Looks like they're in jail. It's a social media influencer? That can't be the right one. That can't. I've never heard of Meatball Martinez, right?
I haven't.
A round mount of rebound is great and terrible. B-Mac, not a great nickname. Why is B-Mac catching strays? Why is B-Mac catching strays here? I don't understand that. Why are you catching the strays here? Yeah, I don't like that. 713-780-ESPN. Total Dallas says Total Cougar. Okay, Total Dallas. You're trying too hard there. Alex says Buff Branham.
Is that a Buff Bagwell thing?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he likes.
We're going to go into wrestling. There's a few. I don't know if you ever liked this one, John, Jeremy, but I always hated the doctor
John.
Of. Yeah, I almost did. Or kind of did.
Well, you did.
But I always hated the doctor of thugonomics for that phase of John Cena's career.
Yeah.
That nickname was cringeworthy.
Yeah, that wasn't very good. Tamara on Twitter says Mr. T starter kit. Do you remember who that,
oh,
that was?
That was for anybody that was wearing a whole bunch of chains.
But that wasn't like one specific person.
No, that though. Was just, I think, I don't know who started it, but everybody started, it was a comedian that started it.
Yeah, that's not one person, though. Like, the worst nicknames in sports, I don't think, would be on there, right?
No.
It wouldn't be on there. A few others that they have on here. They, apparently, Wilt Chamberlain was called the Big Musty.
I always heard Wilt the Stilts for Chamberlain.
Yeah.
That was the nickname I remember.
Big Mutsy.
Don't remember that.
Maybe he stunk.
I mean, he did go through a lot of extracurricular activities.
10,000 times, apparently.
Apparently.
They called Dave Winfield Mr. May.
Wow.
I called Alex Bregman Mr. February the other day because he hit a home run in spring training and everybody lost their minds. You ever hear this one about Magic Johnson, Tragic Johnson? Kind of like Fitz. I've never heard that
was
one.
A Jim Rome thing.
Yeah,
That was post-playing career.
Short-ended career.
Yeah. That was after he retired.
So he was calling him that whenever he had HIV?
Yes, after his career was over.
Because his career ended because of it.
I don't think it was related to the fact of why his career ended.
But he had it.
He would call him tragic whenever he said something stupid. I don't remember all the circumstances, but that was a Jim Rome thing.
They called Mark Schlereth a stink.
Oh, yes. Always.
Yes.
You knew that?
Yeah, he has stink salsa, I think.
He has salsa called they would inter- stink?
When he would stink. Go on Mike no, and stink, Mike back stink. In the day, they would introduce him as stink.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's a well-known one.
Armin Gilliam was called the Charmin Hammer. Gilliam.
Oh, I always knew Armin. They called Armin Gilliam the Hammer.
That was one of his other ones, but that one not as funny as Charmin because he's like soft like toilet paper. See? Get it?
Yeah. They said Laquan Treadwell was called Megaquan. It's pretty good instead of Megatron. Like,
yeah, except for he sucked.
Yeah,
he was no good. Purvis Ellison, out of service Purvis. That's better than street clothes. That's way better than street clothes. Out of
when
service.
When he came out at Louisville with the national championship, it was never nervous Purvis.
That's right.
Yep.
I do remember that one. Apparently, Russell Wilson was called Robot Russell. I don't remember that one.
I don't remember that. No.
Joe Barely Cares for Joe Barry Carroll. I don't remember that one. Fred Taylor was called Fragile Freddy.
Was he?
That's what they said.
Huh.
Yeah, because he didn't play.
I never liked the. You guys remember the nickname for Adrian Peterson?
All day.
All day. But see, the reason I didn't like it, and it wasn't necessarily because of all day, but they would always shorten to AD, which was, maybe it's my OCD, but it was always annoying to me since his initials were AP, but then they would call him the nickname of AD. I always hated that.
Yeah. Never really bothered me.
They say don't shake hands with him unless you're ready for a hand crusher.
Is that because he uses the whip on his kid?
No, because every time he shakes hands, he tries to break every bone in your hand.
Oh, he really?
Yeah.
Well, he's a violent guy. He runs violently. He rules with an iron fist.
What do they call the branch of the tree? What do they call the branch of the tree that he used? A switch. There you go.
I never liked the Starberry nickname.
You ever been hit with a switch?
Nope.
No. belts, but not a.
I've gotten a switch.
No, I've never gotten a switch. I had the belt as a kid.
My Mexican grandpa wouldn't be opposed to using the switch. When I was a little boy. I was a little bit naughty.
Got the wooden spoon.
Sassy.
Brandon was a little naughty at times, and as a way to whip me into shape, Poppy would chase me down with a switch every now and then.
I got the wooden spoon and the belt, but I didn't get the...
You never got the switch?
No.
Oh, the switch was not fun. I would take a belt before a switch.
Did your grandpa make you go pick the switch?
No. Of course not.
Okay.
No. I would run. I'd run around his truck. I was not getting caught, but a few times I got caught.
So... I got the regular sized wooden spoon, right? Mm-hmm. But mom and dad owned and operated their own restaurant for 16 years. So when we, in our kitchen, we had some of the stuff like from the restaurant, and they used to have like crisscrossed on one of the walls, a big spoon and a big fork, like, you know, for the restaurant. And the biggest threat was, you got this one, you don't want that one. And when we looked at the wall and saw the size of that spoon, oh, it was an attention getter.
Yeah.
Because my mom always threatened that was next.
Oh, yeah, that's no fun. That's no fun. I don't miss that at all. Destroying is the kicker from UCF. They got let go from making money. That's right. I do remember him now. I think he's kicking in the UFL.
Oh, he was killing it with Twitter
YouTube.
Yeah,
YouTube was on that. They said Seth Martinez is Meatball Martinez. I don't remember us calling Seth Martinez Meatball Martinez.
Never heard that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Destroying... Not reading that one. Cracker Curry. No one called him Cracker Curry.
Nope.
It was Cocaine Curry.
Yep.
Which, after most of his rookie season. Doesn't feel right to call him that right now.
No, not at all.
Cocaine part,
it's not a bust.
Curry part.
It's not a bust. Someone called up John and Lance again the other morning. Went off on a rant about how Reed Shepard's never going to get any better and he's a bust.
He might be right.
I don't think he is.
He might be right. Honey Badger. I liked Honey Badger.
I like that.
Great nickname.
The Worm, says Chris.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. This guy says, what about Say Hey Kid? That was a good nickname.
That was Willie Mays, right?
Yeah, Willie Mays.
We're talking about bad nicknames here. Andre Donson was called the Hawk. That's a good nickname.
Yeah, for sure.
Jim Rome calling Jim Efford Chris Everett in the resulting fight. That's one of my favorite
that
memories.
That clip is amazing.
He dumped that. Yeah, he dumped that whole table over on him.
The Shaq.
We got a lot of time left, Chris.
Yeah.
I love smoking Jay Cutler. We're not talking about good ones. We're talking about bad ones because Cam Smith, the super prospect for the Astros, apparently has the nickname Sweet Pickle. Tom Brady nicknamed Shady Brady. I don't know. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
I've never heard anyone call him that.
Me either. Over the Walls, Chad Qualls. I don't remember that one either.
No.
This is pretty catchy.
Dan the Missile Maselli was not a favorable one.
This texture says Killer Bees was terrible. I agree. Bagwell, Biggio, Bell, Sean Berry, Lance Berkman.
Tim Bogar.
I agree. Killer Bees is a terrible, terrible name. Terrible name.
I never remember Julian Edelman being called Minitron and Squirrel.
I don't either.
I like Minitron, though. That's actually good. I never heard it before, though.
And they said that in the Alabama-Oklahoma Sugar Bowl, that the announcer called Tractor Cito. They called Derrick Henry Tractor Cito, which means mini tractor.
Interesting. Yeah, it's Spanish. You put Cito at the end.
Got it. Yeah, you would know.
J-Lo for Loperfido. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
And I'm Mexican.
Great Wall of Yeah. I like the Great Wall of Yeah. I thought that was a good one. And then Big Sexy for Bartolo Colon. I like that one, too. Texture says the best nickname is the Brizzler. I agree. Sometimes I go by the Brizzler.
Do you?
I do.
You self-gloss yourself the Brizzler?
Call myself. Yes. I wouldn't say the other word you said.
Gloss?
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Not whenever I'm talking about myself. No. Yeah, sometimes I go by the Brizzler. I think y'all have called me the Brizzler from time to time.
Not once.
You call me the Brizzler, right? It was you?
No, I think you're lacking the charisma for that one, pal.
No, never. I'm a lot of fun. I ooze personality.
Nick, this Yahoo list.
I don't like how quickly you change the subject there.
Okay. Yahoo lists Nick Foles' nickname as Nick Foley and Dynamite.
I think he's got another one.
He will forever be known in Philadelphia.
Can't say, but yep. He's got another one.
Is this the real Jalen Green, or is this just another heater? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Is this another Jalen Green heater, or is this the real Jalen Green? Jalen Green, last several games for the Houston Rockets, has been playing very well. Post All-Star break, you pull up the numbers on Jalen Green. He's averaging 26.5 points a game. It doesn't stop there for Jalen Green, because whenever you start looking at some of the other things he's doing on the floor, rebounding close to 6 rebounds a game. He's averaging over 5 assists per game in the 4 games since the All-Star break. He's shooting 48% from the floor, and he's shooting 45% from 3. You would think, okay, just another heater. We've seen this from Jalen Green. He's streaky, ebbs and flows. Bradeau, who runs Rockets Twitter, he had the last 82 games for Jalen Green. Jalen Green last 82 games, 22 points a game, just under 5 rebounds a game, just under 3.5 assists per game, total shooting percentage of true shooting percentage of 56%, 3-point percentage at 36%. So are we seeing the real Jalen Green start to mature into this version of Jalen Green?
I don't think so. I got to see more, because fool me once, I've already seen this. I think it's a heater. I think that because we've already been through the ebbs and flows of Jalen Green multiple times, you're not going to fool me again right now. I just hope so. I hope this is the one where the light finally stays on and he just keeps going. But because he's gone. I mean, look, what was it last year? Was it the month of January? We're almost the entire
March,
where he just rolled for like almost the entire month and then fell off again. Yeah. So I can't be fooled yet.
Okay, let's look specifically at the 82 games then, because like four games you could ebbs and flow, streaky, all that stuff. If you look at 82 games though, 22 points, shooting 36% from threes, 82 games not enough.
I mean, if he didn't have the last, this is from last year to this year.
It's last 82 games played.
I just,
March 2nd through now.
We've already seen some drop offs this year a little bit. I got to see more. I mean, especially because he's already gotten rewarded. He's got a contract. You're paying him like he's, the star of the team or one of the stars of the team. And I just think that I need to see if he finishes the season continuing doing this kind of stuff, then I'll start believing that he's ready to actually lead this team and not have the fall off.
Define more for me, because I mean, 82 games is a pretty large sample.
Because, I mean, you're right. Like when you look at the overall numbers, like this is something I always look at in fantasy football, especially for wide receivers who are really volatile. It's like, okay, over the season, maybe you got to 1,000 yards. But is that because you had some massive blow-up games twice, and the rest of the year you were, mediocre and very inconsistent? It's not maybe that's probably going too far with Jalen. But, like, Jalen, when you look at the last 82, even amongst that, you see those – ice cold red hot. We remember this like the start of the year, like January 1st, because we were talking about this yesterday, Sean and I. Like I looked it up, January 1st to the 18th, I think it was 9 games. He was absolutely unbelievable. 29.8 points per game, 49% from three. The next 8 games, 21 points, 29% from three. Like it just comes and goes like that. The last four games he's played, he's been great. 3 games before that, 16 points per game, shooting just above 30% from three. Like the last 82 games overall, good, sure, but even within that, there's these peaks and valley, peak and valley, peak and valley.
You lost me.
Okay.
You lost me there.
Too much inconsistency. Peaks and valleys, he's
a lot of numbers there, I think. I think I got data dumped.
Okay.
Right there. But he's 22 years old. Like, you're not taking a 22-year-old that over his last 82 has averaged 22 a game? Like,
yeah, but it's also year four.
Sure. But year four, would you not take a player averaging 22 points a game?
I'm not saying trade him away, but if we're going to say, okay, he's arrived, he's the guy we hoped he'd be as the number two overall pick, I'm not willing to say that yet.
I feel like we're too critical of Jalen Green. Because if you told me that Jalen Green in year four at the age of 22 would turn into a guy who averages 22 a game and shoots 36% from three, I'm signing up for that. I'm taking that.
I just think that, again, I think that you would take that, but I think that you expect more when you've expected more the entire time. And so because you've seen the inconsistencies of the past – yes, it looks like it's happening a little bit more few and far between, but I still can't be convinced yet that he's not done doing it yet again, and he might go on another cold streak where for a couple weeks that he just can't buy one, and he's not shooting it the same way. I hope that this is the final straw to where he turns the corner, but you can't convince me of that just over the last four games, and I get what you're saying over the last 82.
We dismissed four games right away.
Okay, I get it, but I still think – my point is valid of the fact that he's been inconsistent through his whole career. So now I'm hoping that this is what I was hoping for 2 years ago, that he was going to eventually continue to ascend to the next level. Now I just haven't seen enough of it.
What more do you need to see? Just the consistency? Like, what is the consistency?
I think we go back to things like what happened on the road trip when they were in New York for the two games and the turnovers. Trying to show out at the end of a game a couple of times, and the turnovers were prevalent and the shots that were wild, and it just wasn't within the offense. And you look at these things saying, you think that a guy during crunch time is going to be the guy that you give the ball to and get out of the way, not get out of the way because it might hit a fan in the fourth row, or that he's going to shoot it with two guys on him when there was a better shot to get. And so I think that it's from the maturity level of how he continues to play as a teammate. And then he has to consistently keep, the numbers where they are, like in the vicinity of where they are right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say it's just overall consistency. I think what separates what he is now from what we'd hope he'd be is the great players don't have the prolonged, you know, valleys. They don't go on an 8-game stretch where they're 16 points and 100% 30 from three. I think what I'd like to see from also from Jalen is maybe more like the to me, the greats always find a way to get it done. Maybe it's going to the basket. Maybe it's getting to the free throw line. Maybe it's the three. Maybe it's the pull-up jumper. It feels like when the three's not falling for Jalen, the rest of the game doesn't come through. Like his overall night doesn't come through if the three's not falling.
How many games under – you said streak of games under 16 points?
Yeah.
You said how many games in a
Eight
row?
8 games.
He did that when?
It was earlier this month.
January were the dates.
It was sometime in January. I've closed that window by now, but
yeah, that hasn't happened. That hasn't happened. 26, 19, 10, 26, 12, 25, 25, 29, 21, 13, 28, 24, 18, 22, 9, 35,
oh, I'm
25,
sorry. Okay.
25, 21.
I'm thinking of the because I remember
year before.
No. Like I mentioned earlier segment when I got the data dump accused. Like the last four games, he's been great. The previous three, he was 16 points and like 31% from three.
So
Yeah, it was a shorter. Sorry, it was a shorter period of time. The other one was longer, but he was a little bit over 16.
Why are we putting more
Curry
weight? Why are we putting more weight in a 3-game sample as opposed to a 4-game sample?
Well, look, it's because it's an overall repeating pattern of his career. Like I mentioned earlier, like the first 8 games of January, great. Then the next 8, bad. Then this last 4, good. The previous 3 before or
so you don't like the volatility.
That. Yeah, it's just the up and down nature. You can't go through these wild swings where one day you're 29 and the next day you're 16. Like that's what I think separates where Green is now from what we'd want him to be.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, I think that I'm not nitpicking it to the level of some people that would say, you know, when was the last time that a Kobe or an MJ had less than 10 points? And I think LeBron had a hell of a streak going as well of, you know, not scoring at least 10 points. But I think that it's not to that level yet because he's not to that level yet. But I like what I'm seeing. I just know that, like we keep saying, if it's not going one night and it doesn't have to be just in the fourth quarter or just in the third quarter where he seems to get really hot or to start a game, just go to the basket because don't think for the rest of the night you can't shoot or you're not going to make the shots. They need you. And so you can get to the line, you can get a couple of tough buckets or buckets around the rim, and then maybe the shots start falling. But I just think sometimes he gets selfish.
Yeah, I don't see selfish in his game.
I do. I go back to those games on the road trip in New York, and there's been a couple other times where in the fourth quarter, I think he sees this as an opportunity to kind of seize that ability to take over a game and at the end and put it away.
See, I think those things kind of contradict yourself, though. Like, you're saying that he needs to get his whenever the shot is not falling and find a way to do it, but then you criticize him for being selfish. Like, to me, that's a
contradiction. Did you hear what I said, though? I said, like, maybe in the second quarter or at different points in the game when the shot isn't falling. As it relates to the fourth quarter, that's where I was making that statement.
Yeah, I think that Ime wants him to try to take over games. Like, I actually would like Jalen to be a little bit more alpha. I think at times he can be a little bit passive, and I think that's something that Ime's trying to coach out of him. I had a buddy send me these comments on Twitter. Bell Racing Texas on Twitter. If you keep local radio folks on ESPN from pushing lazy, negative opinions, then the narrative can stop. That's about Jalen. Listen today. This was yesterday. And they were popping on Jalen Green and saying to trade for Booker.
It wasn't us.
I don't think it was us. Andrew said, first lesson here, don't listen to sports radio. And then I popped into his mentions. I don't know, man. Some of those guys are really good. And then they were like, well, who? And I said, I added you. I said, Pac-Man Joel. At him.
Yeah.
Texter asking me, what's the deal with Chase McCarthy at U of H? Why is he not playing this season? He's redshirting. Redshirting. Promising future. Will
he
be
broke
very
his
good.
Leg?
No, that's Jacob McFarland.
Oh.
Yeah, so I guess what you guys need to see is more consistency and less volatility, which I think is a fair point.
Yeah.
Like there,
that's
like he does like have high peaks and his valleys are kind of low. But you give me a 22-point game score over 82 games at shooting 36% from three, I'm kind of pleased that Jalen Green's turning into this guy. And again, he's only 22. Maybe the consistency comes with age. Maybe in his mid-20s he becomes that guy. And I think like the big picture view that I have here is I don't want to quit on Jalen Green. And I'm not accusing y'all of saying that. I'm not accusing y'all of saying that. But like that's why I think the contract extension was good. That's why whenever the Rockets are going to be bidding and trying to offer pieces to add to this team in the offseason, I hope that Jalen Green's still here. I'm not ready to move on from Jalen Green. I like where his game is at. I'm realistic what he is as a 22-year-old. I think that consistency is going to come with maturity and developing as a player into his mid-20s. He's 22! 22.
Yeah, I just, I'm not ready to give up on him yet, but I think in the right deal, I mean, if that's what I have to give up to get someone, that I'm not putting it up, taking it off the table. I haven't seen enough of him to say he's untouchable.
Have you seen a player that's on the market where you're willing to trade for him?
That's what I'm saying. Not yet. But I'm saying if there is a player on the market, I'm not saying he's untouchable.
Devin Booker.
I don't like the Booker fit. I don't think Booker, look, he gets buckets. I don't think he's a true, you know, go-to 1A superstar on a team. I think he's always going to be a really good two.
I think I'd rather just see what Jalen Green turns into. Okay. Brandon T, I don't see any selfishness in Jalen's game. I don't really see that either. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRNP listener line. Car wreck of the day. What are you nominating for car wreck of the day? It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. Ah! I'll give you a bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
Car wrecks of the day, 713-780-3776. What are yours? Soccer Matters coming up at 6. Glenn's going to be giving away Inter Miami tickets. Lionel Messi coming to Houston. 7-9, athletically declined. Yep. And then 9 o'clock should also be called athletically declined with Booker T and Brad Gilmore. All right, what's your car wreck of the day, Blankers?
One of your faves, Dan Hurley. Dan Hurley at it again. He cannot quit. He was asked in a post-game press conference about how he handled the press in the game, but he answered a different way.
I mean, I think the press has been an a** for me all year. I thought you meant there's people acting far worse than me. What was that? I didn't know what you were talking about there. I'm sorry. They've been fair at times.
I actually like this one. I thought that was pretty funny.
I mean, if you don't go off and with all the other post-game stuff and he's a bald man calling another guy, what, a fat bald guy? I got 2 rings.
Yeah.
And what he does to officials is way too much.
No, he goes, I don't like the a lot of what Hurley does. I thought this one was actually kind of funny. And like he like looks like out of the corner of his eye to a few of the media people he knows. He like kind of gives him a wink.
I still like the car wreck.
Yeah, it was funny. I'm glad you played it. That was a good line. I definitely knew what he was doing, too. Yeah, the press has been jerks to me all year. I'm going to nominate Abdul Carter's stress fracture. Big men with stress fractures in their feet never work out well. Let them fall to 25.
I'll go ahead and nominate fighting in a Starbucks, or at least verbal arguments in Starbucks. Yeah, so it may be an additional nomination to calling over NFL security when you know it's not going to go down like that in a Starbucks inside a posh hotel as a part of the combine.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Although, since he is 5'4", I guess I'll give him a little bit of a pass, but still.
No, he doesn't get a pass.
Tiny bit of a pass.
What did he think he was going to fight him?
Yeah, like that's my point. Like,
especially if you're 210 pounds taking out a 5'5", 140 guy. I mean, you're pretty much going into it thinking you're going to dominate, even if he does fight.
I don't think that Schultz was ever going to fight him.
He probably just wanted to try and make a name for himself.
He wanted to intimidate him, probably, but sure. I don't think he was going to throw a punch.
I think Rappaport comes off looking the worst here.
I agree.
Because he called security.
Yeah. Handle your business.
It was probably a little thin skin from Schultz to cause the confrontation, but yeah, I didn't like the way Rappaport handled what happened after that.
Let me say, let's have a conversation.
Yeah, but the F-bombs, the followed that.
That's just how they talk up there.
Well, then he denied saying the F-bombs at first.
He lied about it?
Yeah, and then people were like,
there were
maybe
a lot of people in
lie.
The room that heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was definitely the aggressor of the two. 75 on Twitch wants to nominate me for car wreck of the day. I don't remember why.
Is there a reason?
Yeah, I lost it here. Oh, because I didn't have enough coffee to... I didn't drink enough coffee to start a fight. I guess he likes it when we fight.
Mm.
I drank a lot of coffee, though. Drank quite a bit.
Yeah, I did too today.
I'll nominate Marty Sheargold. Ever heard of him?
No, sir.
Marty's a man's name, right?
Is yeah. There, well, Marty. Yeah,
Marty.
I think
yeah,
of
sure.
the
Marty Bird.
Yeah,
no,
Marty
what's
Bird
the Marty
from
on
Mozart.
ESPN?
Yeah.
Marty Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, ESPN, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a woman named Marty.
No, because Marty would be a nickname for Martin, right?
I guess.
So there's no, I haven't heard of a woman named Martin, so I would assume
it's a nickname
Marty.
For sure, because I worked with a lady named Marta, and she went by Marty.
Oh, was it okay. Marta or Martha?
Marta.
anyways, Marty Shergold, Australian radio host, has stepped down after sexist comments directed the Australian national team. He went full Don Imus.
Ooh, like South Carolina.
I don't think he said exactly what Don Imus said, but he was very critical of the Australian soccer team, was calling
him. Is that coming up on Soccer Matters?
I don't think so. Huh. I don't think so.
Yeah, Glenn
Brian,
does.
I mean, jazz it up a little bit. Bring it up.
Glenn doesn't
strike
me as a...
We're definitely not going to talk the Don Imus line.
Glenn would have an opinion on it.
Glenn doesn't strike me as a sexist.
Oh, no. Far from it. He's the biggest Caitlin Clark fan on the planet.
There's a lot of people that think if you like Caitlin Clark, though, that you might be a racist.
Coming up on Soccer Matters.
I'm not saying that's Glenn.
713.
I don't know.
That is a polarizing topic. A lot of people have made that racial.
I know Glenn well enough to know that he is not that.
I'm not suggesting that he is. But you'd be a bird with your head in the sand if you didn't think that conversation exists. Are you really playing dumb about that?
No, I'm not. I'm just sticking up for Glenn and I'm leaving it
there. No one called Glenn that. All right, does it for us. Thanks to Brian for the hard work. He's Blank, I'm Brandon. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Glenn Davis. Man of the People, up next on ESPN 97.5. Goodbye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.